Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
A vote today to make the architect of a nationwide abortion ban, a vocal election denier, and an insurrection insider to the Speaker of this House would be a terrible message to the country and our allies.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says heart-right Representative Jim Jordan failed to win the vote for Speaker because the Ohio Republican is regarded by many, some even in his party, as a legislative terrorist. Aguilar blamed the chaos in the House on extreme partisanship. 20 in the GOP refused to back Jordan when he could only lose 4. He's expected to try again today. With aid to Israel and Ukraine waiting, Colorado Republican Ken Buck told MSNBC if Jordan isn't elected, he'd support giving acting Speaker Patrick McHenry full power for 30 days.
Undoubtedly, we would give him full power so that if there is an Israeli package, supplemental spending package that comes over from the White House, we would have the ability to vote on that.
This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces President Biden is set to visit Israel to reaffirm U.S. solidarity.
President Biden will again make clear, as he's done unequivocally, that Israel has the right and indeed the duty to defend its people from Hamas and other terrorists.
With Israelis still counting the dead from Hamas attacks, hundreds have died when a hospital in Gaza was struck. It's unclear if it was hit by Israeli bombing or an Islamic Jihad missile that went off course. Jewish American peace advocates are protesting outside the Capitol today, calling for de-escalation and ceasefire. Jay Saber with Jewish Voice for Peace says they support a bill sponsored by Missouri progressive Cori Bush to stop what some call a potential genocide in Gaza.
The Jewish community is rising up in numbers that are completely unprecedented, pushing our politicians to make the right call to end a genocide that is unfolding in real time.
Bush is offering her resolution as an alternative to one giving Israel unrestricted support. 2,700 people in Gaza and 1,400 people in Israel have been killed in the war so far. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is the latest to voice her support for the U.S. Supreme Court adopting an ethics code.
I think it would be a good idea for us to do it, particularly so that we can communicate to the public exactly what it is that we're doing in a clearer way.
Barrett's comments match those of Justices Elena Kagan and Brett Kavanaugh. ProPublica reports that Justice Clarence Thomas spoke at a fundraiser for the conservative Koch brothers. Finally, to Arizona, Republicans Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham have again lost a court bid to ban voting machines. Fincham, who ran for Secretary of State, and Lake, who's running for Senate, claimed voting machines are untrustworthy. The court called their claims hypothetical conjecture. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you?